I love the Word of God. I'm always so excited to spend time with God in His Word and to be able to be privileged to also share with others that what God is speaking, that what God has been speaking throughout the ages, and that what God is still speaking to this very day. And I want to start off this morning again with one of my favorite passages. It's found in John chapter 1 from verse 1. That speaks about the Word of God and the power and significance of the Word of God that we sometimes take so for granted. Here in John chapter 1, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it." And then in verse 14, "Then the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And it's so powerful that, you know, you cannot separate the Word from Christ, because Christ is the Word and the Word is Christ. The one is God spoken throughout eternity that created everything in the other, and with that also became the incarnated Word, which is Christ. And so many times people try to separate the Word of God from Christ, but Christ is the Word of God, and the Word of God is Christ. It is the one that has been manifested to us so that we can know who the Father is. That is the purpose of the Word of God. The purpose of the Word of God has always been to manifest, to declare, to reveal who the Father is. And we see it from the created Word when God said, "Let there be." Everything that was created through the Word. God spoke and it was. And not only through the created Word was God revealed to us, not only does the universe declare His majesty, it is the written Word that was given to us that declares who God is, that reveals who the Father is. And then we see the incarnated Word that lived amongst us, that we could see ourselves, the fullness of who God is. And in this very one short passage, we see five things about the Word of God. We see five things about Christ. Christ is God. Christ is the Word of God. Everything was made through Him. And in Him is life. And that life is like light that shines into the darkness. And darkness cannot overcome it. So the Word Christ shines into the darkness in our fallen, broken world that has been so distorted by sin that we can no longer recognize and know God, because in this darkness, in this fallen world, in the sinful world that is so controlled by the things in the world and the lust of the things in the world and our sinful nature that is so selfish, it inhibits us to know and recognize who God is. And then God spoke into that. Christ came into the darkness to reveal to us who He is. So the purpose of the Word of God is to reveal the Father to us, that it is so that we have become so conditioned by the world and the things in this world and our sinfulness and our selfishness that it is so difficult to see who God is. And then God speaks into the midst of that to reveal Himself to us. But the Word of God is so different to what we understand and experience that we place our experience and our limited understanding above the Word of God. We've been trained so long by what we experience and know in this world, we are so limited by what we can see and taste and feel, that this what we hear, this what we see, this what we experience in this world becomes far more than the Word of God. This led me to ask a few weeks ago, who is your teacher? Who is the one that you follow? Is it your experience? Is it your understanding? Or is it Christ, the Word of God? It's a very important question. Christ is the living Word of God. Today, I trust that you are not here because of me. I trust that you are here because you are hungry for the Word of God. That you have come to receive His Word, not the words of man. Because that is what gives life. Not what I can give you, but what God can give you. In John 6, verse 26, Jesus says something so powerful. Jesus answered and said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you. Because God the Father has set His seal on Him. Isn't that so powerful? Jesus speaks to us and He says, do not labor for food that perishes. He's speaking about two different kinds of foods we labor for. One that is perishing, one that is found in this world, one that is temporal. And then there's another type of food that is from Christ that leads to eternal life. And He challenges us that we should not labor for what is perishable, but we should labor for what He gives. And the food that He gives leads to eternal life. So the first question we need to ask ourselves, what is food? What is this food that Jesus speaks about? Well, food is something that we well know. Food is something that we consume. Something that we eat to satisfy a hunger in us. It is a natural hunger in us that needs to be satisfied. So we eat food to satisfy us, to sustain us, to give us life. And Jesus says, do not labor for food that is perishable, but labor for food that I will give you that will lead to eternal life. Not just temporal life. Remember John chapter 1 that I read earlier. Jesus says, the Word of God declares that He's not just God, but that in Him is life. The Word of God is life. Not just everything was created through Him, but in Him is life. And this life is the light of men that shines into the darkness. And Jesus is saying, don't spend your labor. Don't pursue that what is perishable, but pursue that what I give you that will lead you to eternal life. So the question this morning is, what are you hungry and thirsty for? What is the hunger in you that needs to be satisfied? Because Jesus says, don't labor for what perishes, but labor for what I give you. You see, what you hunger and thirst for will determine what you labor for. It will determine what you're pursuing. So what are the things that you're hungry and thirsty for? That will determine what you labor for. I remember when I was a young man, and I know some of you here today, you come from far off. There's some of you coming from Gansbaai and Claymont, and there's some of you coming from Horsten and Swelichle, and there's some of you coming from just around the corner. But what are the things that you're laboring for? I remember the first time I realized this was when I was a young Christian, and I was in YWAM on a farm 10 kilometers outside of Worcester, and another 5 kilometers with gravel road to this farm outside that community. And you know what? I was hungry and thirsty for the Word of God. And every Sunday morning, I woke up at 5, and I started to walk 5 kilometers along a gravel road so that I can get to a secondary road. And then I started to hitchhike so that I can get to Worcester. And when I got to Worcester, I had to walk through the town to get to the N2. And then I started to hitchhike from the N2 so that I can get to Stellenbosch so that I can make the morning service. And every single morning I was there on time because there was a hunger and thirst in me for the Word of God. And I labored for it. And you know what? I'm satisfied. It satisfied me. And every time the service ended, I started that entire journey back and I made it back for dinner so that I could feed my flesh. But it satisfied me. You see, that what you hunger and thirst for will determine what you labor for. And Jesus says, do not labor for what is perishing, but labor for what I give you. Because that will lead you to eternal life. And then He continues here in verse 28. Then He said to them, what shall we do? The people ask Him when Jesus speaks about this word that He will give, this food that He will give that leads to eternal life. And the obvious question when Jesus speaks to people is, Jesus, you're speaking about this food that will lead to eternal life. How do we get this? What shall we do that we may work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He sent. Therefore, they said to Him, in response to this, what sign shall you perform then that we may see and believe you? What work will you do? Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. And then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And then he said, they said to him, Lord, give us this bread that you speak about. Isn't it beautiful how Jesus draws them in? I love the way Jesus speaks. I love how he answers the questions that people have, but he actually goes far deeper. He actually cuts right to the heart. And he waits for them. He leads them to this point where they ask him, but Lord, this food that you speak about that comes from God, that gives life, give this to us. What is this bread that gives life to the world? Now, I want to ask you a question. When these words were spoken by Jesus, they did not have the New Testament as we have it today. And Jesus speaks about this word. He speaks about this bread. He speaks about this food that leads to eternal life. Who of you know what was Jesus speaking about? When he speaks about this bread that has come down to give life. He was speaking about himself, wasn't he? He was speaking about himself. He was speaking about Christ, the Son of God. How do you know that? Let me help you. The reason we know what that meant is because we kept on reading, didn't we? The very thing that declared the meaning of the word, the meaning of the bread of life, is the word of God. The revelation came through the word of God. It is through what Jesus said, what he continued to say. It is through our reading of the word of God that we know today, when we hear the words, I am the bread of life, we know exactly what this means. Because we have been exposed to the Word of God. The mystery has been revealed to us through the Word. And then here in verse 35, Jesus continues, and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. When they ask him, where